Hey everyone, just coming at you with a little bit of a correction for last week's episode. You might have already heard this at the beginning of last week's episode, depending on when you listened to that, but I thought it would be best to put it in both episodes so that everyone for sure heard it. So I have a correction. My apologies. I totally mixed something up. I said in the previous episode that the moon had moved into Aquarius on the 17th, but that wasn't true. The moon was in Capricorn all day on November 17th. The moon was in Capricorn from November 16th until November 18th, and the moon will be in Aquarius from November 18th until November 20th. Now, everything I said about the Aquarius moon still vibes, is still relevant, except I fully missed that the moon in Capricorn was making a conjunction with Pluto. So, you know, in the late evening on the 17th and into the early hours of the 18th, you might have been feeling some intensity in your emotions. Something from the past might have resurfaced, or perhaps something that, you know, we've been trying to tamp down or kind of ignore was no longer fully able to be held back. Something just sort of came up from those depths. We might have noticed that we were in the mood for some alone time so we could be a little bit introspective, but also spending time with a small group of people or that one other person that you feel you can be really raw and real and vulnerable with was probably might have been just what was needed as well. So hopefully that helps you maybe contextualize some things from that day. My sincere apologies for the mix-up, for the omission, and for any confusion that mix-up might have caused. So let me know if you have any questions. Hopefully that makes things clear. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy this week's episode. Hey friends, it's Jay. Welcome back to the show. I think I'm going to start calling it the star's turn again. I don't know. I had that feeling today, and I haven't quite decided, but I thought I'd put it out there, see how it felt. So let's see. Hey everyone, welcome back to The Star's Turn. I'm your host, Jay. I like it. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Anyway, let's get into it. How about that Mars Kazemi? To be totally truthful, I'm recording this before the Mars Kazemi, but it's like the night before, and so I can already kind of feel it building, and I'm just so intrigued by this transit, given how it's happening right on top of my ascendant degree. I don't know. I'm going to have to report back on it. I absolutely want to hear from all of you how it showed up in your world. Are you feeling that fresh start energy for Mars or for your Scorpio house? I mean, talk about a big week for the Scorpio house. We had the new moon that was like opposing Uranus, and now we have the fresh start for Mars happening in Scorpio. Hasn't happened in over 30 years in that house. So where are you renewing? Where are you finding that new ambition, that new feeling of courage? I would love to hear from you. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. Send me an email, jay@jasminesastrology.com. Would love to hear it. I think the Mars Kazemi is something that's definitely going to be unfolding for some time to come. And, you know, speaking of things that move a little slowly, how about Saturn in Pisces? sorry, I'm laughing at my, it's an okay transition, but anyways. You know, speaking of things that move slow, Saturn in Pisces, we are just barely into the first part of that transit, but I wanted to bring up Saturn in Pisces because if you join the Cosmic Map Coven before Sagittarius season begins, which is November 22nd, you are going to get my Saturn in Pisces ebook for free. That's if you join at the Venus tier or the Jupiter tier. So check that out, link in the show notes. And over on the Coven, I've also got the Sagittarius deep dive video dropping on the 21st. The December forecast will start to roll out on, I said December 21st, and I definitely meant November 21st. The December forecasts are going to roll out on November 26th, or they'll start rolling out. And you might have just noticed when I said join at Jupiter or Venus tier that, I've got some new tiers. I introduced the Venus tier, the Moon tier, and I changed the original tier name to Jupiter. So the original tier, that's staying the same. Big Daddy Jupiter is given all the abundance, all the good stuff. And the other tiers are great too. It's just Jupiter's got everything. The Venus tier, you can still join us for monthly circles. You're going to get the occasional early access to stuff. And you'll also get a list of key dates for the month ahead. The Moon tier, that's like a cosmic tip jar. So if you've ever enjoyed the work that I put out or found some value in like this podcast or any of the stuff that I put out on Instagram, and you just want to toss a couple coins my way, that would be the tier to do it on. Any and all support is greatly appreciated. As I used to say, you could share this with a friend. You could like and subscribe. Those are super helpful and super free ways to support the show. All right, let's get into this. We're going to start with November 20th. We've got the first quarter moon in Aquarius. This is the opening square between the sun and the moon in this lunation cycle. So the first square following a new moon. And it's this point of tension in the lunar cycle where some kind of adjustment will need to be made in order to move forward. It's perhaps the first obstacle that we're facing with the new moon intentions that we set. And we need to decide, like, what's worth putting our energy and effort towards, and what do we maybe need to leave behind or leave behind forever or just temporarily, you know? And the obstacle or the tension here might be related to themes in your Aquarius house. You might be asked to consider an alternative perspective, or a different perspective might be required in order to figure out how to move forward. The moon will move into Pisces around midday on the Eastern time zone, and it will conjunct Saturn almost right away, just at 0 degrees. So this might bring the overall mood down just a little bit. It could make things feel a little more serious and heavy. Aquarius is a much more uplifting energy. And I guess, you know, it's not that Pisces is not an uplifting energy, but Saturn kind of tends to cool things down. And, you know, this could be like a sobering reality check of sorts. This is the first meeting between the moon and Saturn since Saturn stationed direct at the beginning of November. So it might bring a chance to check in with the experience of that transit. You might be feeling into an understanding around some past experience, like reflecting on the value of certain challenges and seeing more clearly how you can draw on those experiences to help serve you in the long term. So seeing, you know, some sort of past experience that brought you a lived sort of wisdom that might have been difficult or challenging in the moment, but now you see what the purpose of it all was and you can help it, or and it can help you to move forward in some way. Later on in the day, the sun in Scorpio will sextile Pluto in Capricorn at 28 degrees. This is the final aspect for the sun while it's in Scorpio. And it's like all of the deep dives, all the shadow work, the research, the digging that we've been doing in Scorpio season, I feel like it all leads here in some way. Like this is the moment of revelation where we bring all of these buried treasures back up to the surface to inspect them more thoroughly in the light. What core truths have we uncovered about ourselves during Scorpio season? What new perspectives are we taking with us into Sagittarius season to then adventure with and explore? There could also be some truths about leaders and the people that we look up to coming into the light as well. These truths might not be pretty, but they'll definitely be powerful. I think this aspect might transform the way that we view people in positions of power while also encouraging us to take greater care with the power that we hold and the way that we shine our light into the world. On November 21st, Mars in Scorpio will also sextile Pluto in Capricorn at 28 degrees. This will also be the final aspect for Mars while in Scorpio. And I love that this comes after that Kazemi because I think it offers further insight into the new goals and ambitions that we might be feeling ready to pursue thanks to that Kazemi aspect. You know, further insight into the why and the how of it all, the why and the how of these new missions, these like new downloads and blueprints that we got. I think there's a potential for the revelatory quality of Pluto to bring a partial or complete shift in the way that we source our motivation, and probably for the better thanks to the sextile configuration. There's something here too about being a warrior or a champion for truth, you know, fighting for transparency and honesty and feeling really empowered and fueled to take action based on some kind of really deep internal core truth. On November 22nd, the moon will conjunct Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 24 degrees. And this combo can have us feeling like we want to escape reality, you know, take a little bit of a break from the regularly scheduled program. And that's because emotions can be really overwhelming when it comes to Moon Neptune. Neptune has this really sensitizing and dissolving kind of quality, like it dissolves boundaries. And so we might just be a little extra sensitive to stuff that's going on inside of us. And we might also feel a little more sensitive towards the people and the vibes that we are surrounding ourselves with. And it can all just feel like a lot. It can feel really confusing. And that can make us kind of want to retreat and spend some time, spend a little bit more time in solitude, or even like, you know, lose ourselves in like a good book or a movie or something. Now, obviously, we can't all just like take a day off work or, you know, stop doing all of the adulting and the real world things that, you know, we just have to do. But I think wherever possible, when Neptune is in the mix, it can be really helpful to schedule extra time for journaling, for meditation, to kind of transmute all of those confusing and mixed up emotions. Taking a bath or doing some yoga can also be really helpful, just like connecting in with the body in that way. But I think, you know, whatever helps you to rest and restore just a little bit more than usual will be a really good practice to schedule in on this day. Now, that said, this is happening really early in the morning in the Eastern time zone. So it might, you know, for folks in the Eastern time zone, it might actually have more to do with our dreams and our sleep space than anything else. Our dreams might be really emotional or like more visual than usual, maybe more auditory than usual. And it's like the feelings that we experience in our dreams might linger on through the day. So again, like taking more time to journal about it the next morning and kind of get all of that out, maybe going to sleep earlier the night before, or if you can, sleeping in a little bit that day just to get that rest and restore. And, you know, for people that are not in the Eastern time zone, it might just mean that it's like a little bit of a funky start to the day. Or if you're way away from the Eastern time zone, it might be that you have a kind of like a nice way to finish the evening, actually, like, you know, chilling out with like your favorite show or listening to an album or something like that. Now, later in the day in the Eastern time zone, the sun will ingress to Sagittarius, and this does mean the beginning of Sagittarius season, and that is where I will be ending my astrological career. I don't do anything past Scorpio season, so thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next year. Okay, just kidding. But that is all for my beloved Scorpio season. But you know what? Sag season ain't all that bad. I have a lot of planets in Sagittarius, actually, so I love Sagittarius energy. And Sag season really brings a relatively big shift in energy. We are moving from fixed water ruled by a malefic planet to mutable fire ruled by a benefic planet. You know, like the vibe and the quality of movement is significantly different. Sagittarius is upwards and outwards. You know, we're like rising up from the depths of inner and past reflection, and our gaze shifts towards the question, what's next? You know, we're ready for the next adventure. However, I do wonder how different this Sagittarius season might feel, given that any planets coming into Sagittarius will immediately find themselves squaring off with Saturn in Pisces. And I'm really curious about how that might reduce the volume on Sagittarius energy. I don't think it's going to fully stifle Sagittarius, because what could? But it might just be a little bit more subdued, a little more grounded style of Sagittarius season than we're used to. Now, for more on Sagittarius in general, like I said, you can check out the Cosmic Map Coven, because I do have a video dropping this week all about Sagittarius. We talk about, you know, the fire element, the mutable modality, all the building blocks of what makes Sagittarius Sagittarius. Now, around midday in the Eastern time zone, the moon will move into Aries. And so the sun and the moon are going to be, you know, forming this harmonious, supportive trine with one another as this happens, because they're going to be both freshly into these new signs. The sun just moving into Sagittarius, the moon just moving into Aries. So they're starting off a new transit. They're both in fire signs. And this really feels like quite the kickstart to something, you know, whatever might be happening in your Sagittarius and Aries houses. You know, even if it's just like an everyday task that just kind of moves from feeling a little bit stagnant or restricted to totally exciting and energizing. The luminaries are really working together. And I just keep seeing, like, every time I think about this transit, I keep seeing them like looking at one another from across the zodiac, like with a ton of excitement and motivating each other to keep going. And it feels like, it feels a little bit youthful. It feels like go get 'em energy. It feels like hype 'em up energy. It feels exciting. So I think it's a good day to do something different, take an adventure, take action on something. You know, once we've shaken off all of that like confusing, overwhelming energy from the moon Neptune aspect, then it's like we're fully in fire and we can just like, boom, go. Finally, on November 23rd, the sun in Sagittarius will square Saturn in Pisces at 0 degrees. This is kind of an immediate reality check for the sun and for all of the planets as they enter Sagittarius. So take advantage of that moon, that sun moon trine on the 22nd, because I feel like that's going to really kickstart something, and it'll be nice to get that energy in before this sun Saturn square, because it's like, okay, picture this, you know, the sun is rising up from the Scorpio swamp and into the Sagittarius woods, and it hears like all this music and laughter and the sounds of a good time happening, and the sun begins to dance and like dry off from the swamp. It's really feeling itself, and then record scratch. Grandmama Saturn arrives and tells everyone to keep it the fuck down. She's not even fully against the party, I should say, because like Saturn is currently in a Jupiter-ruled sign. But Saturn knows from experience that if you go hard all at once, the party is going to end pretty quickly. So pace yourself. And though it might suck in the moment, Grandmama Saturn is trying to remind us of how precious our time is because of how limited it truly is. So let's remember what's most essential to who we are and to who we want to be, and ask ourselves, are we upholding our values through our behaviors and our choices? All right, that's it for this time period. And for more on any and all of these transits, you got to go check out the Cosmic Map Coven. In-depth forecasts are all over there. Like I said, December forecasts will be rolling out very soon, but you can still check out all of the November forecasts right now. Either way, thank you so much for being here and for listening. I really appreciate all of your support. And until we meet again, I'll catch you in the cosmos.